is taken from Romans, chapter 12, starting at verse 1, and this can be found on page 1139 of the Pew Bibles. That's Romans, chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Living sacrifices. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our theme for the next few weeks is the theme of stewardship. Stewardship is not a word we use much these days, but in the past it was a common idea. A rich man appoints a steward to take care of his estate. The steward runs the estate day to day, and when the owner is away, the steward might have to make some big decisions. This is in the days before mobile phones, but the steward doesn't make decisions to suit himself. He makes decisions for the owner's benefit. Or to bring things a bit more up to date, I have a Microsoft Surface Pro convertible laptop, except I don't. It's worth far more than I would naturally spend on a computer, but my school has given me that laptop to help me do my teaching job. I'm a steward of that laptop. Day to day, I have to decide how to use the laptop. I can do other things on the laptop, like writing sermons or watching BBC iPlayer, but overall, I need to make good use of the laptop for my school. That's what stewardship means. Our reading doesn't mention stewardship, the word, but it's all about stewardship. In particular, it's about the stewardship of our time. Time is the particular theme for this week. I'm going to look closely at those verses we had read earlier, so it would be good to turn them up now. Romans chapter 12, page 1139 in the Church Bibles. Romans chapter 12. And I'm going to ask four questions as we grapple with those verses. Who, why, what, and how? First question, who? Who should be stewards? Every Christian should be a steward of all God has given us. Look with me to verse 1 of chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. I urge you, brothers and sisters. Paul isn't just addressing the church leaders. He's not just addressing the particularly keen Christians. He's addressing all his brothers and sisters in Christ. He's addressing everyone who has God as their Heavenly Father. Every Christian should be a steward of all God has given us. The Christian life is a family business. There was a time when almost everyone followed in the family business. If your surname was Smith, you'd be a blacksmith, just like your father. If your surname was Farmer, you'd help to run the family farm until you inherit it. If your surname was King, you'd sit around on a throne getting used to wearing a crown. And the Christian life is still a family business. If we're brothers and sisters of Christ, we should be joining him in that family business. But notice the order. We don't become children of God by being stewards. We become stewards because we're already children of God. Every Christian should be a steward of all God has given us. Second question, why? Why should we be stewards? We should be stewards because of God's great mercy to us. Look again at verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. The key word is therefore. Whenever we read a therefore in the Bible, we should always ask what it is there for. What comes before the therefore explains what comes after. In this case, it's a very big therefore. Paul has spent 11 chapters telling the Romans about God's great mercy. And he spends the next 5 chapters telling them how God's mercy should affect their behavior. We should be stewards because of God's great mercy to us. I haven't got time to cover everything Paul said in those 11 chapters, but it's important to get a flavor of it. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we've now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? That's Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ didn't die for us because we're basically nice people who need a helping hand. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the greatness of God's mercy to us. My favorite illustration of this comes from Les Miserables. You may know the musical or the novel by Victor Hugo. Jean Valjean is a hardened criminal. After 19 years in jail, he's released on license. He's given a meal and a bed for the night by the Bishop of Digne. During the night, Jean Valjean steals the bishop's silverware. He's soon arrested and brought back to face the bishop. But this is what the bishop says. Jean, you forgot the candlesticks. I gave you all the silverware because you need the money. But you forgot the silver candlesticks. Use the money well. And Jean Valjean became a faithful steward of the bishop's silverware. And he does it because of the bishop's great mercy to him. But you see, the bishop is just imitating God's great mercy to us. We should be stewards because of God's great mercy to us. Do you understand God's great mercy to you? It's vital that we grapple with it until we do. You see, there's no value in doing anything for God until we understand all that God has done for us. So keep coming to church, keep reading the Bible, keep going until we understand God's great mercy to us. We should be stewards because of God's great mercy to us. Third question, what? What should stewards do? Stewards should offer their bodies and minds to God. Have another look at verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices. It's easy to miss how radical Paul is being here. Firstly, we're to be living sacrifices. There are plenty of sacrifices in the Old Testament, but they're all dead sacrifices. You don't just take your sheep along to the temple for the afternoon, then bring it back for a peaceful retirement in your meadow. God wants your sheep slaughtered, then burnt on his altar. But we are to be living sacrifices. Secondly, God wants our bodies. In Greek thought, the body is weak and undesirable. The gods might be interested in our minds and souls, but they're not interested in our bodies. But God wants our bodies. And thirdly, God wants our minds as well. This is your spiritual act of worship. That word spiritual really means rational. It means we're not just going through the motions, but we're thinking about what we're doing, and we really mean it. And look on to verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Serving God mustn't end with our minds, but it's got to start with our minds. As we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit renews our minds. And as he renews our minds, we come to know what God's will is. We come to know what God wants us to do with our bodies. Stewards should offer their bodies and minds to God. So what does true worship look like? Is true worship a robed choir singing four-part anthems in a glorious Gothic cathedral? Is true worship a rock band singing the latest songs in an atmospheric theatre? Well, according to Paul, it's neither of these. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. True worship is the Christian staying late at work to mop up a spillage that no one else had time to clear up. True worship is the Christian parent putting their career on hold to change nappies and clear up sick for a young life. Stewards should offer their minds and bodies to God. Fourth question, how? How should we be stewards? We should be stewards by using the different gifts God has given us. Look with me to verse 4. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. The body is Paul's favorite illustration for God's people. Christ is our head, and every Christian is a part of that body. But different parts of the body have different uses. My eye is pretty good at seeing, but it's no good at hearing. My ear is pretty good at hearing, but it's no good at digesting food. My stomach is too good at digesting food, but it's no good at lifting heavy weights. My right arm is no good at lifting heavy weights either. But the different parts of the body have different uses. We should be stewards by using the different gifts God has given us. Look on to verse 6. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. These gifts are often called spiritual gifts because they're given to us by the Holy Spirit. And prophesying does sound spiritual, but most of these gifts are intensely practical. And I want to finish by thinking what each of these gifts might look like in Tunbridge Parish Church. Verse 7. If it is serving, let him serve. Perhaps that's baking cakes for coffee time or doing DIY during a work party in church. If it is teaching, let him teach. Not all of us have the gift of preaching to a whole congregation, but perhaps we should consider helping out at Sunday club or occasionally leading a home group Bible study. Verse 8, if it is encouraging, let him encourage. Well, that's one that almost all of us can do. Look around at coffee time for someone who needs a listening ear and encourage them. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. I'm not going to say much on this one. We've got a whole talk on financial giving in 2 weeks' time. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. We're not all cut out to serve on the PCC, but if we have got the gifts to take a lead, are we prepared to make the time to lead diligently? If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. This one sounds a bit strange, but mercy here is compassion to people in need. Perhaps that's helping feast to provide food for struggling families. Or perhaps it's visiting those too ill to join us here in church. We're not all cut out for doing all these tasks, but we're all cut out for doing some of them. And the list isn't exhaustive. There are plenty of ways we can be serving God in Tunbridge and beyond. We should be stewards by using the different gifts God has given us. So our four questions again. Who? Every Christian should be a steward of all God has given us. Why? We should be stewards because of God's great mercy to us. What? Stewards should offer their bodies and minds to God. How? We should be stewards by using the different gifts God has given us. All these things take time. But the point is that our time is not our own. Each day we're given is a gift from God. We can use each day for our own selfish ends, or we can use each day to live for God. Each day is given to us as stewards. So that leaves us with a fifth and final question. Will we? Will we be faithful stewards of the time God has given us? Have a last look at verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Let's pray as we sit. Father God, we thank you for your great mercy to us. And pray in response to that we would indeed offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you. That we would worship you, not just on a Sunday, but with our whole lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.